another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Room for Improvement.
Mr. Keller, sorry I kept you waiting.
That's all right, Harry. I just helped myself to your magazines and scotch.
Good.
How'd they do in the third?
Just running it now. Oh. Honey boy got a call.
Oh.
Mr. Keller, this here is Shorty Beeman. Shorty, this is the gent I've been telling you about.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Keller. You say something about scotch?
I did, Mr. Beeman. I'd be delighted if you'd join me.
You wouldn't be delighted, and he's not joining you, and you can save the executive approach. It's wasted on Shorty.
All right, I'll save it for my legitimate customers. Mr. Beeman, you understand what we're going to do?
Call him Shorty, huh?
You understand, Shorty?
I understand. I'm going to get 500 clams out of it.
Shorty?
Yes, I understand. I told him.
Shorty, what kind of home?
Huh?
Your house, what's it worth?
35, maybe 40,000.
He's not trying to buy, Shorty.
10,005.
All right. Now, what do you do?
Well, tomorrow sometime, I come to your company.
What's the name, Shorty?
The name? Oh, I got that card here in my pocket. Something.
Never mind. It's the Mid-State Home Improvement Incorporated.
I remember now. I come there, ask the girl for the present.
For me, Shorty, Mr. Keller. Then?
Then I make out papers for an improvement loan on my house.
That's right. Improvement on what?
My wife's bedroom.
And?
And a new playroom and a cellar for the kids.
Oh, you have a family.
No, he hasn't. No family and no wife neither. Makes a difference?
No difference, Harry.
Okay, Shorty, that's all for now. Mr. Keller, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. So long, Harry. Goodbye, Mr. Keller. It's a real pleasure to do business.
Sure thing, Shorty. Be at my office any time between 9:30 and 5. I'll be waiting.
I'll be there. Bye.
Harry, where do you get them?
I'm sorry, Jim. Only the better class clientele don't owe me IOUs.
I'm not better class clientele.
Present company not included.
Oh.
Don't worry about Shorty Beeman. He's okay.
I'm not worried. He's perfect. Can't thank you enough, Harry.
Nothing to thank. You owe me a pile my way to insure it, that's all.
Harry?
Yeah?
You didn't tell him the size of the loan I'm getting for him from Uncle Sam.
What for? He'll just get the check, sign it, pass it over to you for 500 bills. What's the trouble?
No trouble. I was just thinking, a respectable man with a big family like that, his home may need more improvements than I originally thought.
You got your nerve, I'll give you that.
You have to have nerve when you're in the hole as deep as I am. You're taking my bet on the fight tonight, aren't you?
You name it.
The usual. 5,000 on young Sullivan.
That's a lot of dough to risk on an in-and-outer.
What's the difference? A sweet setup like this, you got to win one way or the other. Just keep feeding me cooperative customers, Harry, and there's no telling where this can go. In the summer of 1953, a clever new kickback racket had its origin in the fraudulent operation of a firm calling itself Mid-State Home Improvement Incorporated. This operation was especially geared to defraud the government through false applications obtained from homeowners for FHA Title I loans. When the Bureau was initially called in, we found little to go on. But as our preliminary investigation mushroomed, it focused on four individuals. James Keller, president of the Mid-State Company, a bookmaker named Harry Nemo, Keller's teenage daughter Mary Frances, and a particularly ambitious young salesman of the firm named Eddie Norris.
You like it, Miss Keller?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Just fabulous, Mr. Norris, but I...
But what?
But I can't accept them.
Why can't you?
Well, I just can't, that's all.
You afraid your father wouldn't approve?
Mr. Norris...
Now, the name is Eddie. Only a couple of earrings, you know. I think they look nice on you. I think anything would look nice on you, Miss Keller.
I think...
Yeah?
Nothing.
You think what? What, Miss Keller? Huh?
I think they'd look nice, too, Mr. Norris.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Well, then, how about a little...
Oh, please don't. Someone might... Well, I shouldn't be here in the office to begin with.
Oh, what's the difference? Nobody's... You want me to have your father phone you, Miss Keller?
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Well, hello, Mary. I didn't expect to see you here, dear.
Well, I guess phoning won't be necessary now, Mr. Norris. Well, I know you didn't, Daddy, but I thought I'd take a chance and find you in. I was shopping downtown.
Well, I'm glad I got back here in time. Sit down, honey, sit down. Norris, you'll excuse us.
Sure, Miss Keller.
Oh, no, don't let me interrupt, please. I'm late already.
Oh, you don't have to rush off right away.
Uh-huh. I'm meeting Mother at the beauty parlor at 1 exactly, and you know her. I'd better be on time.
Right. You run along. Oh, what are those?
Hmm?
The earrings.
Oh,
they're nice, aren't they, sir? Your daughter was showing to me while we were waiting for you. It's one of the items she bought downtown.
Very nice. Probably took all your allowance, hmm?
Yes. But I figure maybe I can swindle you into giving me some more.
Well, knowing you, young lady, I wouldn't bet the other way.
Well, I've got to scoot. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, sweet.
Goodbye, Mr. Norris. Thanks a lot for taking care of me.
Well, the pleasure was all mine, Miss Keller. Call on me anytime.
All right. Maybe I will. Bye now.
Bye, darling.
Fine daughter you have there, Mr. Keller.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was about to check my mail when she dropped by.
Norris.
Sir?
Never mind the mail. I want to talk to you.
Sure, Mr. Keller. What about?
I think you know what about.
Oh, my sales record isn't slipping, is it?
Don't play smart aleck with me, Norris.
Smart aleck? Well, now, I certainly didn't mean to do that. I've got nothing but the greatest respect for you, Mr. Keller. But at my sales...
This has nothing to do with sales, and you know it. I made it very clear the other day, Norris, that you were to stay away from Mary.
Oh, now, look, I didn't ask her to come here to the office.
All right, save it.
Mr. Keller, I was only being polite. You weren't around.
One of the other men could have seen to her.
Well, the rest of the fellows were busy or out on call.
What about Larson?
I don't think an attractive girl like Miss Keller would have much in common with a stuffed shirt like Larson.
She would with you, though, hmm?
Well...
I've got a flash for you, Norris. You're in the same league with Larson.
Well, why don't you tell that to her?
Now, look... She's just a kid, impressed with an old man of 26. One year from now, she wouldn't look at you. Norris, I'm going to be frank with you.
You're doing pretty good already.
I don't like to let anything personal interfere with my business. If you weren't one of the best men in my office, you'd be through now.
Well, thank you for the kind words. Is that all?
Stay away from my daughter, Norris. I'm telling you for the last time.
Yes, sir.
If I find you together again, I'll let something personal interfere, like it or not. That's fair warning.
Okay, I'm warned. Is that all, Mr. Keller?
Yes, Norris. That's all.
Federal Housing Administration. Mr. Halleck. Oh, just a moment, please. Yes, sir?
I have an appointment with Mr. Halleck, miss. Agent Stevens, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yes, sir. He's with me now. Came in just as you phoned. All right, I'll do that. Right. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch with you. Sorry, Steve. How are you? Sit down. Sit down, please.
Thanks.
That was Mr. Andrews on the phone just then.
Anything special about this?
No, just to tell you to continue working with us.
Well, he's probably not quite so polite.
Well, he did add you weren't to show up back at the bureau until this thing is licked.